Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson is in Georgia this week, touring 25 cities to promote what he calls the unfinished agenda of the New South. It's a barnstorming campaign of sorts. Jackson is working to refurbish an image tarnished in recent months by scandal, his fathering a baby out of wedlock, and heightened scrutiny over his finances. Rarely shy of the spotlight, Jackson has had little to no public comment on some of the country's more recent race-related concerns, such as this month's riots in Cincinnati. Other civil rights leaders took the lead, while Jackson focused on issues closer to home. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Chicago.
It was cold and windy, but Jesse Jackson and a group of demonstrators marched outside the downtown headquarters of People's Gas in Chicago earlier this month. Chicago's natural gas service provider had scheduled shutoffs for customers who were late paying on their utility bills. Earlier, Jackson and a larger group had gathered to block the utility's trucks before taking the protest to the gas company's headquarters.
Some poor people on fixed income, particularly seniors, just cannot pay the exorbitant energy bill, whether that's quadruple. They need some form of debt relief.
Community activist Bob Vandrasik said he was grateful for Jackson's help because it brought more attention to the issue.
We didn't bring him in. He just kind of brought himself in. I don't think Jesse Jackson probably knew too much about energy assistance, but I think he was smart enough to realize that this was a crisis.
Jackson is known for brokering deals and attracting media attention. He offered to help negotiate the release of the 24 American servicemen and women who were briefly held in China, but he got the cold shoulder from the Bush administration. His efforts in Chicago have garnered more success. Negotiations with the gas company pushed back shutoffs for some, and Jackson's talks with Walgreens, the nation's largest retail pharmacy, have also delayed the chain's decision to cut back pharmacy hours in some black Chicago neighborhoods. But in the wake of Jackson's scandals, some of his associates, including his biographer, Marshall Frady, say Jackson seems to be in a period of retrenchment.
Well, I think he has kind of withdrawn, contracted, retreating. He's passing his own time in the desert.
Operatives at Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition say Jackson continues to work on matters he's committed to. They point to his efforts to bring more minorities into the high-tech world. When Jackson attended his Silicon Valley project earlier this month, Cincinnati was wrestling with the aftermath of riots sparked by a police officer's shooting of an unarmed black man. Jackson's absence was particularly glaring. Instead, it was NAACP President Kwaisi Mfume who spoke to black residents in an effort to restore calm.
Everybody's angry. I'm angry. But anger has its place. It's got to be challenged. Otherwise, it's just frustration. And we'll go out here with beads and sweat falling from our heads and upset, and folks will call us chumps.
Jackson supporters say he can't speak out on everything, and in the past, he has addressed issues that have made news in recent days, such as the controversy over Confederate symbols in the Mississippi flag. But critics say his long silence on the issue of ongoing slavery in some African countries is too much to ignore. Jackson served as former President Bill Clinton's special envoy to Africa. Last week, it was Al Sharpton speaking out against the slave trade in Sudan.
It is time for us to show that we can put together an international human rights movement in this century that will stop slavery and will particularly focus on young children that are engaged in the slave trade.
Later, Jackson did issue a short written statement denouncing slavery in Sudan. And during his trip to Georgia, Jackson says he'll focus on a variety of issues, such as voter registration and doing away with the state's death penalty. Longtime Chicago political activist and historian Timuel Black says even so, it's likely Jackson will continue to focus on issues close to his Chicago base.
Because Reverend Jackson has historically been the centerpiece whenever he arrives, many organizations that might invite him are reluctant to do so because their interpretation is he may become the issue now, particularly in this negative part of his career, rather than the real issue of housing, of education, of police brutality.
The real issue, according to some conservative groups, is the finances of Jackson's organizations. They filed complaints with the Internal Revenue Service asking whether Jackson's groups have violated the law. They also accuse the civil rights leader of shaking down businesses, backing off of boycott threats if companies donate to his nonprofit groups. Jackson says neither he nor his organizations have done anything wrong. He has released internal audits. The Illinois Attorney General, whose office regulates charities, says he's found nothing irregular about the finances of Jackson's groups. Meantime, Operation Push continues to search for a new chief operating officer. And the controversy over how Jackson deals with companies may come to the forefront again next month. That's when he'll host his LaSalle Street Project conference, the Midwestern version of his efforts to bring more minorities into the corporate world. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.